Warriors sound coverage of Game 2 picks up here in the interview room where Warriors head coach Steve Kerr just addressed the media. Let's listen into some of what he had to say when asked about Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and others as the Warriors get set to face the Rockets here in Game 2.
Steve, how do you monitor your starters' minutes for the series? How have you approached that?
Well, we just have to do our best to get them rest when we can, you know, but it's a difficult series. The matchups are tough for both teams, so it's hard to extend your bench a whole lot. But what we're looking for is, you know, kind of slots where we can get our bench in to help and be productive and move fluidly through each game where we can find guys rest where we can.
Brian Bearfield, KYK Sports. Last game, Draymond got off pretty fast. Is he, when he gets off the starts like that, does he set the tone for you all for the rest of the night?
Well, you know, Draymond doesn't always get off to a fast start offensively. You know, his offensive game is complimentary, and when he scores well, we love it. It's great, but we don't have to have that. So every game is different. Where we rely on Draymond is for his defense and rebounding and energy, and that's what we need from him right away to start the game tonight.
Fifth row, left-hand side.
Steve Damwicki, Los Angeles Times. You guys didn't have Andre for the last, I think, four games last year against Houston. How much better equipped are you to defend kind of the things they do, having him on the court and healthy?
Yeah. Well, he's one of the best defenders in the league. I think he guards James Harden as well as anybody because he's athletic enough and smart enough to stay in front, to not reach, to understand the angles, to understand what, you know, what the attack that's coming at him is. So we need him. We need Andre, and he's been great over the years defensively against everybody, but particularly when you go against an MVP, somebody as talented as James, you need all your best defenders out there.
Hi, Steve. Kareth Burke, NBC Sports Bay Area. Clint Capella had one field goal in about 27 minutes in the last game. What did you like about the ways you guys limited him?
Well, you know, the big thing with Capella is you want to take away his easy passes or easy lobs and easy dunks, putbacks, that kind of stuff. So we did a good job of that in the first game, but we don't really expect that to happen again where he only gets one field goal. He's going to be a factor. He's a really good player, and he's got a good connection with James and Chris in terms of finishing plays around the basket. So we got to do our best. It's a little bit of a cat and mouse game down there. When the guards are coming downhill, if you're guarding Capella, you kind of have to try to keep the offensive player off balance by, you know, defending the lob, but also, you know, attacking the ball a little bit. And Draymond happens to be really good at that, and that's been very helpful.
Right-hand side, standing up.
Coach, you played obviously with San Antonio and Chicago, and you had some great rivalries. What's it like being in this rivalry with Houston, and how much fun is it? I know it's a challenge, but how much fun is it as a coach and as a competitor to play these guys?
Well, I think, you know, the main thing is when you're playing one of the best teams in the league, there's just a sense of urgency. You know, there's a sense that you got to be on edge, and that's how it feels playing Houston. So they, you know, they have our respect. They're a hell of a team at both ends. They've done a great job building their team the last few years, and it's fun to compete against them.